Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Authorities say six immigration protesters who were handcuffed by police at the Alabama State House aren't being charged. The six kneeled outside the Senate chamber where they prayed and sang to protest Alabama's immigration law. They refused directions to move and then got handcuffed and led away. Police held them for about an hour this morning and then released them. Senate Secretary Pat Harris said the six weren't charged because they weren't disturbing the peace. The Alabama legislature paused briefly from the frantic activities of the final days of the 2012 session to honor NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville. Marshall Acting Director Gene Goldman told legislators today the Space Flight Center still has an important mission, even though the space shuttle program has been discontinued. He said Marshall, which developed the Saturn V moon rocket, is currently working on the new space launch system, a long-range rocket to take us again exploring beyond Earth's orbit. Legislators presented Goldman with a resolution praising Marshall. Goldman pointed out that Marshall does more than develop rockets. He said in recent years, Marshall has helped Alabama deal with earthly issues such as the oil spill in the Gulf and tracking last April's deadly tornadoes. At his weekly press briefing today, Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange announced that the city's revenues are up.
This month, we were up 4.86%, which represents $374,000 in sales and use tax, and that puts us up $1,445,000 for the 7 months that we are into this fiscal year. And if you want to just annualize that, it's going to be in the $2.5 to $3 million range. The other good news is our sales tax were up 8%.
Strange said despite a decline in gasoline and alcohol beverage tax, the city's revenues is up $1.5 million for the first 7 months of this year. A federal grand jury has indicted an Alabama physician on charges that she defrauded Medicare and an insurance company out of more than $1 million. The 96-count indictment claims 54-year-old Birmingham physician Diana McCutcheon billed Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama and Medicare for non-reimbursable cosmetic skin treatments. The indictment seeks to reclaim more than $1 million McCutcheon made from the procedures. The case is part of a nationwide crackdown on scams that bilked the Medicare system. In other news, Montgomery Public School officials say Monday is the deadline to register for the system's proposed Career Technical Center. School Superintendent Barbara Thompson said 490 students have expressed interest in attending a tech center, but only 110 students have signed up so far. Thompson said administrators need the information to determine if there's enough interest to open the tech center in the fall. The Montgomery County School Board has not formally approved a Career Tech Center. A vote could be taken next week. MPS officials have previously said a new tech center could be housed in the vacant McIntyre Middle School. This afternoon, rain chances stand at 70%, thunderstorms likely, and your highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated thunderstorms, and your lows in the upper 60s. Expect a 20% chance of rain. Friday, cloudy in the morning with a 20% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and your highs in the upper 80s. Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening with your lows in the upper 60s. On your Saturday, expect a slight chance of rain with your highs in the upper 80s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with your lows in the mid 60s. And on your Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms and your lows in the mid 60s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.